You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. It seems like there's an endless supply of negativity in our world today, whether we hear or see some horrible occurrence in the news, or we ourselves are weighed down by the negativity of those around us. It can be difficult to know how to rise above those influences and remain positive and hopeful. Joining me today is Dr. Julie De Azevedo Hanks, a therapist, an author, a consultant based here in Utah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You are someone who I think radiates positivity. And don't you love coming in contact with those people who are happy and positive and joyful people in general?
Yeah, I do. I'm inspired by people who are upbeat and happy, who are authentically. So
yes.
There's the fake, like, yeah, everything's great. And it's forced. That you can tell that, right? But there are some people who have this exuberance. And gosh, I'm honored that you would see me as
well. No,
I don't see myself that way. So thank you for that.
That's a gift. I've known you for several years, and I feel like every time I come in contact with you, you're positive and you're smiling and you're happy, and it is genuine. But there are things that happen to us throughout our lives, right, that can bring our mood down. Everybody has bad things that can happen and circumstances. And you know, somebody in Sunday school, the Sunday school teacher in my ward list last Sunday said something like, if you've never had anything bad happen to you and everything has just been wonderful, raise your hand. And of course, no one raised their hand. But how can we create positivity and hope and joy in our lives, even though things are not going great all the time?
This may sound counterintuitive, but part of that is to allow yourself to feel the full range of emotion and move through it. So too often in Mormon culture, we think, oh, we have to be fine and nice and happy all the time. And that's just not authentic. And so, I mean, I've had times where I've sobbed for days for different reasons. I've had disappointments that, like, you have to actually feel it to move through it. There's no other way through emotions or pain or grief. And so shutting it down and pretending it's not there is actually not helpful. And then you become that forced smile. Hi, I'm fine. Everything's great. So to move through that more quickly is to give yourself permission to feel the pain, own it, learn from it, and then move on. Same goes for forgiveness, right? We want to just skip the feeling hurt, betrayed, angry, and just skip to, like, I'm fine, everything's fine. That's just not how human beings are. And so allowing yourself to feel it, move through it, and then move on.
There are times in our lives where things may be going well for us, but things are not going well for people around us. And how can we express concern and be sort of a force for good and positivity in those people's lives without being, you know, disingenuine or mm-hmm. disingenuous or feeling forced? Mm-hmm. You don't want it to feel forced.
Yeah. So empathy is really key. Most people don't want solutions. They don't want suggestions. They just want to be heard and have their pain validated. And once we realize, like, oh, no, you don't have to make it better. You just need to be with that person for however long you can and say, I'm here. You're not alone in this. And I may or may not understand. I may or may not have gone through it. But I'm here. I see and feel your pain. And I care about you.
When I worked in news, one of the things I would most often hear from people is, I can't watch the news. It's too depressing. It messes with my head. It makes me feel like everything is bad in the world. And you guys only report bad things. How can we, there are a lot of bad things happening in the world. There are also a lot of good things. Unfortunately, the bad things do often make headlines.
Mm-hmm.
But how, with all of those bad things happening, can we find a way to still remain positive and hopeful about the future?
Well, one thing that I was reading a few months ago is that this is actually the safest time to be alive. Like, it's fewer people die than ever have before in the history of the world.
Medical research and safety technology and car seats.
Vaccinations and, like, health. We just have a lot of information, and people aren't dying from, like, diseases like they did. I mean, there are in certain countries, but it's not like it was before. So I think we get this distorted view, like, oh, my gosh, there's just so much going on. And I don't mean to sound callous by any means, but there have always been people who are choosing to be destructive. We just didn't know about it 24/7, right? It was in a different town. It was in a different, you know, country. And we didn't know about it. We just knew what was going on in our little world. And in some ways, that sounds so nice. But I think it's really important to remember that perspective. Just because we see it doesn't mean that it's happening more than it ever has. And it kind of skews our view. And I guess I can say this because you don't work in news, right, anymore?
I don't work in news
but
anymore.
I really suggest, especially if there's something that's going on that's really upsetting, to limit your news. Do not do the 24-hour, have the news on all the time, especially if you have children. For me, I look around and I just think, wow, you know, one of the things I've loved about being a therapist for 20 years is I've realized that once you understand someone's story, even if they've done something that's really destructive, like I can find things to appreciate about that person. I mean, I've worked with people who've done some horrific things, and they're still human beings, and they still have qualities that are positive. And so, you know, even it's like you can find, for me, I can find something in a person that is inspiring. Those things can coexist, right? And they do to some degree in all of us. We have dark parts and we have light parts, and kind of being able to not have to be one or the other. Like, the world is horrible, or it's just, you know, this Garden of Eden. Well, it's somewhere in between, just like every human being is. And I think for me, that kind of balances it out. Like, okay, it's still pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. What tips can we give to people to start their day on a positive note?
Mm-hmm.
Start it out on the right foot.
Yeah, there's very, very compelling research that gratitude practice really improves mood and boosts optimism. So starting off the day, and this could be as part of your prayer or writing things down or just going through your mind, of go really counting your many blessings. What is good in my life? Because I think it's really easy to take that for granted. Like, oh, well, that's just always going to be there and everybody has that. No, not everybody has a loving spouse or has a child or has a home, you know, just kind of the things we take for granted. So practicing gratitude is really, really important. And maybe even keeping a gratitude journal when you notice something else, like, oh, wow, I've taken that for granted. I am really grateful that both of my parents are still living, because I just talked to my friend and, you know, she doesn't have parents who are living, or whatever it is. We have clean drinking water. Not everybody does, you know?
Yeah.
So there's so much to be grateful for, and I like calling it a practice. It's not an event. Like, oh, I'm grateful for it. It's like a daily practice. And that can really help build resilience against the negativity.
Well, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your insight today, Dr. Hanks.
Thank you, Jennifer.
For more insight on this topic, check out the Mormon Channel message, We Can Find Happiness, available, of course, on mormonchannel.org. Well, the quote of the day comes from President Gordon B. Hinckley. He said, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. There is no place in this work for those who believe only in the gospel of doom and gloom. The gospel is good news. It is a message of triumph. It is a cause to be embraced with enthusiasm. Go forward in life with a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, but with great and strong purpose in your heart. Love life and look for its opportunities." Can't you just see him saying that now? Well, I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.